have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
The Orange Crusher got a one! It's the Frank Williams Show!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh and Johnny. As Illinois gets the win over Penn State at the Palestra, we exercise the demons of Rec Hall in the semi-neutral game here of Palestra. 75-63 win. Happy New Year's, boys. Great way to start 2026. We're undefeated in the calendar year here. Our Fighting Illini are. Want to know we're on the board here in 2026.
We will take it. That was a forgettable game in a lot of respects. It was ugly. Keaton Wagler in foul trouble. But anytime you walk away with a Big Ten road win, I will
Rhodes
take it
win.
10 times out of 10.
Rhodes win.
Which Josh did say he was having a wild presser. So
did
I'd love to know what he was talking about.
Did he pull
about.
A Shrewsbury or something?
He did the thing where he was like, what do you want me to say? They're bigger than us. They're better than us. I have to make the team better type of thing.
I agree with all that.
It was just like he was so sick of the media, like the Penn State media in year three, that he's just like, he's done with it.
New York media, man, out east, it's just different there. Johnny, you said it was an ugly game. I know like the offensive output was maybe a little less than what we were expecting, but it was pretty much a double-digit lead for nearly the entirety of the game. I know the 8-point win doesn't makes it look a lot closer than it was. It was a pretty comfortable win, I would say. As ugly as it was, there weren't very many moments where I was like, oh boy, with every small run that Penn State went on, that one little run they went on the second half to cut it down to 7 or 8, and then Illinois subsequently goes on like a 7-0 run in a minute. So ugly a little bit, yes. Forgettable somewhat, but comfortable, yes.
For sure. It was never almost like a two-possession game in the second half. But we shot 39% from the field, 22% from three. Thankfully, Penn State also missed a lot of wide-open threes in that game, which was very fortunate. It was funny, though. There was like definitely some defensive impact from our boys, Vonnemier. Like the way that they would U-turn in the second half and just be afraid of going at the rim because of the amount of blocks he had in the first half was great to watch. So
there's,
and I don't know if that mask makes him look scarier to the opposing team, but they were vicious blocks
in the second half. Absolutely. You saw them being like, actually don't really want to go into the paint anymore. Actually gonna kick it out. I made the joke to Johnny. I was like, there's a game next year if Zvonimir returns, like a Q4 cupcake game where it's like, all right, let's get Zvonimir a quadruple double here. It's like, he can get 10 blocks. If he really tries, have him put up 10 points, get him 10 boards, make him run the point or something. I don't know, in the second half to get him 10 assists, but let's schedule some quad 4 game and get Zvani. Like, I don't know. Has there been a quadruple double in college basketball history before? Obviously not Illinois history. I doubt there's ever been one in college basketball history. D1 at least. Let's get Zvani the first ever quad double next winter.
I'm looking it up, but I completely agree with Johnny that it was an ugly game. Just like no flow.
Yeah.
No flow at all. The refs like called lots of fouls, but like they do that in college basketball. So it's just a thing. But I agree. Like we should have, with Wagler out, like we couldn't like separate the lead to make it a 20-point game, which we should have done. Right. And like we still should have done with the players that we had on the court. We just never did. And we were shooting terribly. Maybe it was like the height of the ceiling of the Palestra. But there has been one official quadruple double in NCAA history by Lester Hudson at UT Martin in 2007.
UT Martin.
Well, sorry. There's been several women in a Division I level, but
cool.
I'm telling you.
Okay, I did see UT Martin play Illinois in 2006 at
so he might have been
Assembly
even on
Hall.
That team.
He might have been on that team.
Let's find out.
Yes. Is that like your first Illinois game, Johnny?
It might have been the first time that I was at Assembly Hall. Yeah. I remember going to a few like games at the United Center, but I think that was the first time. That was like a holiday present the year after 2005 where they were just like I was the biggest fanboy at like 9 years old. So my parents were like, all right, we gotta take him down to
He
Champaign.
wasn't there, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's sad.
He was at Southwest Tennessee Community College.
He
Oh,
transferred? He
okay.
transferred. Yeah. Fucking
How
portal. They have the data on
Yeah.
this. They have the stats on this even back 20, almost 20 years ago now. Interesting.
But
Yeah.
yeah, the game, Keaton Wagler, just foul trouble. Good game for him to miss, right? Like, if you were only getting 20 minutes out of him, you'd rather have it be Penn State than it like the KJ MSU game last year. And but still, like 20 minutes plus 17 in point differential. So we are absolutely just a better team on the court with Keaton Wagler. Why, Josh?
Because Keaton Wagler is good at basketball.
Oh,
Third
yes.
round pick in our draft this year.
Yeah.
Someone got a steal, that's for sure. Bigger, faster, stronger. What did Coach Rose, I almost said Shrewsbury. I got Shrewsbury on the brain.
Yeah. Lead
Rhodes. All roads
home.
lead to Micah.
Yes. But I did think David, this was a good game for David. I felt like he kind of was a nice playmaker in the second half when we didn't really have anything going. Like, it was a solid Kylan game, like 18 points, but no assists. And he didn't like, he wasn't the most efficient. He was good making his free throws. But I felt like when we kind of needed someone to have a bit of an offensive spark, it was Mirkovic getting some offensive rebounds. And then, I don't know, once Keaton came back in the game, we kind of just put it away.
Absolutely. As I alluded to it at the top, like I don't know, were you all thinking about it the whole time, like in the second half? Again, very comfortable win, but like when it's like 10 or 12 and it goes to 10 and 9, did you have flashbacks of that rec hall game a little bit,
Yeah.
which very different atmosphere, by the way. This was what,
Yes.
3 hours away from their campus versus on campus, like rec hall, their huff hall, like a very like in your face, literally like hot building there. Like this was not that, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, don't let this be that again.
Yeah, no, I thought about it the entire time. And also, speaking of it, like Penn State not being able to sell out a 9,500 person arena or whatever it is,
Is that their capacity?
in
I'm looking at the attendance number right now. I'm looking at the, you want to guess what the attendance,
six
I don't know if this is
was it
accurate.
4,686?
That's what I, that's a really good guess. I would say it was about that, give or take. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That was
I actually
a guess. And that was a
even
guess.
whatever, I think it's probably less than when I said 9,500, but like the fact that they couldn't sell that out is just embarrassing. Just complete embarrassment. You the biggest city in your
87.
state and you're like the biggest university in the state and you can't do that? What?
They can sell out 100,000 for a Penn State football game where
Right.
people are traveling like 4 hours, but they can't get like some people who live in Philly to go to a Penn State basketball game against a top 20 team in the country. Yeah, it's pretty tough.
I just kind of started to put this together though. Do you think people who are Penn State football fans are Villanova basketball f like
Probably.
is that a common
There
thing?
are people that are like that didn't go to Penn State.
Did they go to no like did they go to one
They
school or
probably
the
went
other
to Nova.
school or none?
Yeah, I feel like if you went to Nova, that's
That's
I think
acceptable. If
fair.
you went to Penn State, not acceptable.
Exactly.
I'll
Not
still call him a Walmart Penn State fan.
Walmart Penn State fan. It is definitely like poverty program behavior right there. It's like you feel like you need to play a game out to draw. You know, it's not like the United Center where you know you can get 20,000 people. Like you're trying to draw, you know, 8,000 and you can't even draw five. But I
Yeah,
suppose
and
rather
you're burning a conference game too.
home
Like when we've
conference
done
game.
United Center, okay, that's non-con. Like it's a little, that was us in 2018 playing Ohio State when we couldn't
Yeah, that was bad.
fill the State Farm Center, but now we're a program,
We're a
and
program.
yeah, and we just do what we do. Another road win, another plus
Rhodes.
one. Yeah,
Rhodes.
but
Rhodes.
yeah,
Stop.
the one, I guess negative slash concern from this game, I think is just Tommy. Like he's still not last year's Tommy, and no points in the game today. There are a lot of times again where Zvonimir just looks more effective. But I just want him to get back to, like, I don't know, the offense flowing through him a little bit more. Maybe it's because David is more of like a playmaker than we would have expected. Obviously Keaton, but he was just so good last year. It's a little head scratching that he's putting up 0 points in a Big Ten game.
He didn't really play much in the second half either, obviously, with his brother, playing really well. I know Tommy starts, but I think we got to run Tommy through another like adversity building life event here. Maybe that's something that we can, he's missing his tonsils. He's already had mono. He's done a couple years of college. Like, what do we drop him off in like the Morrow plots or some field in Urbana and have him run back, blindfold him and have him run back? To can't we gotta build some character here. He's gotta get that adversity building of a life event again.
So that there's haters, there's lots of haters online, and they've already started sending the text being like, what why did we get rid of Orez when Tommy was there?
Get rid, get rid. We got rid of Merez. We
Well,
told Merez to leave.
we made a choice that Tommy was our center next year, which was the correct choice. Because if you compare the stats of just two players randomly, one person had 14. I had this prepped. One person had 14 points a game. One second, I'm confirming.
This
13
last
points a
year?
game. Yeah, last year, 13 points a game and 7 rebounds and 2 assists, while the other player had 7 points per game, 6 rebounds, less than half assist. Like, it's a very, like, if you had to choose one, there's a clear better player. Like, I don't want to hear the shit that Tommy's getting. Like, I just don't want us to like be like, this is why we didn't take, we should have taken Larez. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, Josh. Like, if you watched last season, Tommy was absolutely the better player. Now, did Merez maybe have more potential because he was a freshman and Tommy was already 21? Yes, but you watch the offense when Tommy would leave the floor, like, it was just a completely different team. So I have no regrets the way that Brad leaned into Tommy. And honestly, if Tommy's not here, we don't have Zvonimir. So, like,
Right.
you basically
Which means we
traded.
don't have two more people from the Eastern Bloc.
So I think, like, leaning into Tommy and Zvonimir has worked out just fine.
Two for one special. Two for one special. He got 17 more conference games in the postseason, by the way. We saw especially Tommy last year when he did get sick, when he did get injured, when he was struggling a little bit, like he did struggle for a little bit and he figured it out at the end of the season last year. So I'm certainly not ready to call it quits on him, but do you make a change and maybe have him come off the bench, or do you keep riding him as the starter and hope that he does figure it out down the stretch in Big Ten play?
I kind of like him still in as a starter, just because I feel like Zvonimir provides a little spark off the
Sure.
bench. And sometimes, like, him playing with some of your other bench guys, like, he can just, you're creating your own offense sometimes with the blocks that he turns into fast breaks. So I trust that Brad will continue to monitor the situation as many people have been today, and play the hot hand. So.
Definitely mon a lot of monitoring today. Lots of,
Yeah.
I was on Twitter the whole game today, monitoring the situation here.
Yeah, monitoring the game. Brad said in the post conference press conference, not post, well, I guess post game press conference, that Tommy was just being doubled the whole game, and that was his excuse, he said.
Which that did happen at the start of the game. And I immediately said to Maddie, like, honestly, that's a big man you want double teamed
Yeah.
if you're Illinois, because he's a good passer. And, like, if it were Kofi being double teamed, I'd be a little worried that sometimes he's gonna pass the ball, turn it over. But yeah, that's a good point by Brad, who knows a little bit about the X's and O's and maybe a little bit more than
Which
us.
we know
we
really
no
well.
clue.
Yeah.
Literally, how is it? How many guys on the court at once? No way. You get a goalie too, right? No clue whatsoever.
Well, we do have a goalie. It's his name is Zvonimir.
Picked a bad episode to get the hiccups during.
It's okay.
Last episode would have been better. Would have been more quiet during the Bracket
You
Ice
should have
one.
done it in a game where we, like, missed a bunch of free throws, but
Yeah,
this game,
bad,
just 23
bad.
for 28, we'll take that.
And 16 from 17 from your guards, which is just phenomenal.
Who was the one miss? Was I can't remember.
I don't have the box score in front of me.
Keaton went 7 for 8.
Okay, there we go. Okay, good. Okay.
And I mean, once again, the other situation we've been continuing to monitor is just the Mihailo. And he came in for a little bit today, but I don't know. It was weird. It looked like at one point he was limping during a timeout, but then he came in and played and was somewhat normal. So
I'm
I don't know.
gonna go ahead and run with the narrative that at the end of the season will be like he was never fully healthy. That's what we can say. He was never fully healthy,
Okay, good.
and we can kind of rely on that of like next year. Well, I mean, because I mean, look, the hammy. I know he's got that thing around his leg that he wears, that brace now. So you could convince me that he's still getting up to full speed, but yes, I know a lot of us, on Twitter, namely, our internet dad Bob Zupke would have loved to see him play more minutes. But I think you take this because you did not think that Keaton would be playing this good, right? You did not think that Keaton truly would be. Again, Brad told us, but you did not think he'd be playing at this level. So I think you take the good with the bad here.
100%. Yeah. I don't know about you guys. I've been glued to mock drafts in the past couple of days. I think Josh, it's
Josh is
affecting
like trade back for a haul.
our boardroom algorithm is now just there are so many
Well, we
mock
both click
drafts.
on it. We both click on it. So like they're just feeding us whoever has these mock drafts. And it's like they each what I've learned about the mock draft community is that
Mock draft
they have
community.
their all their versions. Like they'll do like their 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, but then they get to add the year and preface it. So like it is the 2026 draft, but now that we're in the 2026 year, it's version 1.0. So they can always go back to, oh, I had him on my 1.0 mock draft.
Oh wow, that's a nice little game of the system,
Yes.
but
But tell
I
me what
mean,
you're about to make. What tell me the point you're about to
well,
make.
the point, no, just that we're monitoring the mock draft situation, but on one of them we saw Kerry Booth as the 58th best prospect
Insane,
and it was
insane.
like this guy learned how to dribble again. This is crazy. And he is shooting like 40% from three at Colorado State. There were, I think, eight current or former Illini on that top 60 something list,
The
which
guy can
was that
recruit.
was just Brad Underwood identification right
The
there.
guy can recruit. And let me be the first to wish you a very. I had a first round grade on him. Josh, trade back for the haul.
Yeah, absolutely. We
Yeah,
have to, but
got to
we're
trade back.
still trade back for a Always
haul.
trade back.
Trade back.
Yeah, Kerry Booth being on there was crazy. Obviously, we already mentioned someone else that was on there. I don't need to get into it.
Yeah,
We only
Merez
can say
Johnson
his
Jr.
no, we only say his name once in the
Okay.
episode. He's like this year's version, I guess, of whatever his name was from 3 years ago.
Sky Clark.
Pajimski.
Oh, Brandon. Yeah, that's fair.
Warrior Twitter loves him.
Is this the Mark Smith award?
No, they have actually turned on him. They have now picked up all of the little quirks that Illini fans maybe didn't love when he's like shooting threes after games to try to kind of make like publicity stunts. Like, yeah, it's funny.
Yeah,
The
it's
full
the Mark
cycle
Smith
of
Award. It's the
pods.
Mark Smith. It's the Mark Smith
Mark
Award.
Smith Award. Congratulations. We
Which
is it?
I loved last year, the Coleman Hawkins speed run that K-State fans went on,
Oh my
where
God, they were out on him. They were pissed. Not out on him, but pissed. What was that like week three where he was talking about the slander that people were like, posting on like the pretty awful language people were throwing at him so
yes,
early?
they were out on him, but then at the end of the season, they were
Yeah.
back in on him. It was like, yeah, you know why Jerome Tang plays him the most minutes. He's one of the only guys that cares. Like, it was just the full life cycle.
You got
Like,
full Coleman.
yes, you just.
Is calling it the Mark Smith Award like kind of like me calling like the Illinois-Iowa rivalry new? Like, isn't it like the Eric Gordon like award, or isn't it the like
Yes, but it's different because transfer and with the new rules, and there's a lot more guys out there that played for Illinois for at least 1 year. Eric Gordon never played for Illinois is the difference.
Also, do you feel, and I know, I mean, like, I know the rivalry has been here for a long time, but now with like their new coach in Iowa City, like you don't hate them as much,
Sure, I
maybe?
do. I saw Brad yucking it up with Fran at the
With
play,
Fred.
smiling, yucking it up, just chumming it up. Like they don't, they're not supposed. Here, I'm gonna go more fanfic. Here we go. Ready? You're Brad. You're supposed to hate Fran, even though he's not employed by Iowa. What do you mean you're smiling with Fran? You're supposed to. This is my next chapter of the fanfic. I've moved to turned a page after brag brag brag.
My
Brag brag
hot
brag.
take on Fran and Iowa was kind of by the end of it, I liked them because it was just a win on the schedule every year. Like, what'd we finish 9-1 against them in the last 10? Like, Brad kind of figured them out, and it was nice that Fran was just kind of this character in the Big Ten. Like, remember that game against Michigan State where he was just like staring at the ref for an entire
So great.
timeout? Like,
So great. Yeah.
that.
Let's, I mean, what was the book on them was just to play a little bit of defense. They're going to chuck, they're going to score. You're going to score a fuck ton too. You know, it sounds silly, but just score a couple more points than them. Just play a little more defense than they do. That was fun.
Yeah,
Those
like we put up
men.
106 on them in the Big Ten tournament
Right.
last year.
Right.
Like
Right.
that was fun.
That was fun. RIP, RIP friend. So yeah, Brad, come on. You're supposed to hate these guys for the rest of your lives. You can't yuck it up, for just because he's not there anymore. But yeah, you guys ever been to the Palestra?
I have. Have you?
I have. Have you, Johnny?
I have, which
And
actually we were laughing at it because we back when we were right after graduating college, we took a little baseball trip and toured the East Coast and kind of drove our way back to Chicago. And our friend Sam was on the trip, but fittingly, he did not join us until Pittsburgh. So of the four of us on the podcast, the three who are potting tonight
well, no, I
up
was
at
gonna say
Palestra,
Sam, do you want to say anything about
crickets.
that? It's a historic venue,
which, by the way, I love how they interviewed Brad before the game, and he gave just the most Brad answer ever. And he's like, "It's just a historic venue for college basketball," and it was just the most Brad answer. And I love we're gonna be playing in some historic venues, Palestra this year, Abu Dhabi next year. Like we are just playing in the Meccas of college basketball. Let me guess, it's like 130 story skyscraper with like a basketball tennis court on the top there. You guys ever seen those like AI images of like a stadium on the rooftop there? I feel like we'll one up the aircraft carrier game next year.
Yeah, Zvonimir is going to get a block that kills someone because it goes outside of the roof and just onto a poor citizen of
Reaches
the
terminal
UAE.
velocity and goes all the way down right there. Yeah, so we're taking the team on the road next year to oil country, which we'll definitely monitor that situation.
Monitoring the future situation, we play Rutgers next.
We do Rugster. It is the
Rugs
yearly matchup with Rugster. Always is a fun one.
always is a fun one. They are as close as you possibly like. Do you know how Brad has this like philosophy where like if you're not getting a quad one opponent in the non-conference play,
Yeah.
it is the worst it's like the worst Q4 game that you could possibly schedule just
Yeah.
to get like the reps in. Well, they are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8 spots away from our best non-conference opponent. That's not a power four
Whoa,
school.
whoa, whoa. You're gonna have to
So
say
yeah,
that
I'll
one more
back
time
up.
for me.
Okay,
I'll back up.
I'm tracking
Johnny,
with
you
you,
follow? You
Josh.
track?
Yes,
Could you say it a better way?
I'm a
yeah,
simpleton.
okay. What I'll say is Rutgers is 157th in KenPom.
Oh my
Josh is
God.
probably looking at the net. And
No, I'm looking at Ken Palm. Okay, so it's 10. It's 10. It's
okay,
10.
100, they're 157th. And Florida Gulf Coast, who you beat 113 to 70, you beat them by 43, was 167. So basically, like the equivalent of playing FGSU
Wow.
is your home game against Rutgers. So I think we should handle that one pretty easily. Same
I
thing,
hope so.
Colgate was 182, like Long Island University 198. Like this is not that far off from just a quad four game that Brad would schedule to bank a win. So,
Man, is the Steve Pickle experience coming
oh
to
how
an
the
end
mighty have
here?
fallen.
Yeah, is this Pickle reaching its last stop here with Rutgers? Again, I think he did. Obviously, there were some solid years in Piscataway there for Rugster there. The rack, there were some wars in the rack for sure. But it does feel like the Steve Pickle experience is coming to an end here. But yes,
Yeah,
it
I
is.
mean they, yeah.
One of us. All of
Okay, I
us.
can go. They have had a tough schedule. Like they've already played Purdue and Michigan, but
Sure.
they lost to Tennessee by 25 in a neutral. They lost to Central Connecticut by 13 points. Like who is Central Connecticut, you might ask?
That's a state that's so small, the whole thing is in the middle. The whole thing is central. I mean, that's.
I think we did this.
Did we do this? We're running out of bits, man. We are
Or,
running
no,
out of
we did
bits.
this for Loyola basketball, which was great. That was love to see them lose
Wait,
to
we did a Central
Mercyhurst.
Connecticut thing for Loyola basketball?
No. We ran through Loyola's like who have they lost to, and it included Chicago State and Mercyhurst.
Which, speaking of Chicago State, they just hired their OC. I mean this with the least amount of sarcasm ever. I am so tuned in to Chicago State football and their updates. I follow them on Twitter. I follow their head coach. I might just sign up for email notifications and get the
I
newsletter.
think you might actually pay attention to their 247 page more than you do for Illinois.
If there's a 247, I gotta be like the first poster on there and say like,
You think you're one of the 17 for
Yeah.
that cares more about Chicago State football than basketball? Look, if you're like a casual Chicago State fan, obviously their basketball has been bad kind of for a long time. Like, get in on football now. Why not? You know, it's the only team in Chicago
I have a why not.
because they probably not gonna be good.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Josh?
Yeah, no, Maddie asks, like, why not get involved into Chicago State
Oh yeah.
football? I can think
Well,
of many reasons
here's the
to not
thing.
get in.
I could be like their super donor. Like, and just get anything named like
What do you think
Maddie,
that's got? $100?
the Maddie like visiting locker room, or like the Maddie set concession stand, or like I don't know, like get something named after me. Why not leave a legacy? I can't outlive
Yeah.
Larry, but you know.
Very true. Going back to Rutgers, like it was over for him once he got two lottery picks and didn't make the tournament. I don't
Yeah.
understand how they didn't fire him last year.
That was bad. They had two like top two recruits and just did nothing with.
I feel like both guys weren't completely healthy, where they would miss time and often not have them on the floor together. But
You're so good at context, Johnny. It hurts.
yeah, but they were still bad. And unfortunately, like the one game that they both played was against us at the rack, but that
I
was
mean,
tough.
they went to the tournament with Paul Mulcahy, and they didn't go to the tournament last year with those guys. So.
I mean, that's something that people were frustrated with last year when we had KJ and Will, and they're like, this team isn't that good. Like, there are just a lot of teams that when they have lottery picks or good freshmen, if you don't have veterans around them, you're still just not going to be successful. So,
Especially college
fortunately,
basketball.
yeah, exactly. Fortunately, not a problem for Brad. And fortunately, I mean, the difficult part is like, Steve Peichel is Rutgers basketball. Like they've never really been good outside of him, so he should have a long leash. But clearly, it's not going to work this year. Maybe next year's the make or break year, and if it's not that, he's fired. But
Sure.
I
Yeah, I
feel
don't
like
think he's
they've
going to
got a
go.
lot of patience because it's a really difficult program to have sustained success at.
If Sam were here, he'd be like, and Steve Peichel just can't go back to Stony Brook.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what he would say. Yeah, give him the leash, you know, like I don't know who are you gonna get. I get it. Maybe it feels like it's a little stale and they just need, you know, a fresh face to lead the program. But I'm with you. They've obviously had a hard conference schedule, you know, so far. Let the season play out a little bit and you know, see if next year is kind of your year to kind of recapture a little bit of that Rutgers Piscataway rack, Jimmy John's, Jersey Mike's, lay it on thick arena or whatever it is. Great. We want to talk about the Southern game before we get out of here.
No,
We did beat
I think we should
Southern.
talk bowl game.
We are a, the winningest stretch. Look, let's not even talk bowl game. Let's just talk Luke Altmyer because
Yeah.
that's Luke. I know you're probably not listening. But if anyone has knows anyone who knows anyone who knows Luke, just get in the next, give him the next 20 seconds because we're each going to give him a shout out. Luke, we didn't make it to a bowl game. We made it to one bowl game our freshman year. It was the Heart of Dallas. We were 6-6. Just thank you. That's all I gotta say. Johnny, Josh, you want to give your quick Luke shout out while he's listening?
Yeah, Luke, you're amazing. I am obsessed with you. Back to back 9-win seasons was incredible. Just everyone had so much confidence in you when the ball was back in your hands and you delivered as always. Actually, I can give a little bit of a story, but Josh and I are at the game with our friend Sam Bricker, and we give up the touchdown on the kickoff. And that's with 5 minutes left. And Sam just says, "I feel better now than I did 30 seconds ago." He's like,
Yep.
"I just want the ball in Luke's hands." And what did Luke do? Just immediately take us down the field, be very just calm, cool, collected, fourth down conversion, then knee the ball, center it for David Alano, just money. And that was Luke for a good 3 seasons at Illinois. Just so many late game drives and just always in command. What a stud. Josh.
Yeah, Luke, I thought you should have played those last two games of the first year against Iowa and Northwestern.
Northwestern.
Because if you would have done that, we would have had three straight bowl games because of how much I trusted you. But besides that, thank you for everything. I'll continue the glaze, and I have verbal confirmation if my third son is born. Like if I get to a third son, it will be Luke. Not the second, but the third would be Luke.
Oh, because is Io the second? Or
Yeah. Yeah. That's
understandable.
fair. That's fair. Luke, go tear it up in an NFL training camp, buddy. What?
I think he's staying on more than just a training camp.
Oh, you gotta start. No. You gotta start with a training camp first. Are you familiar with the NFL calendar?
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. When you
When
do Luke's still
like
listening, so I don't want to say
when you
anything
do
that's
like
rude.
Madden and you do like franchise, you just like skip the entire like training camp preseason. You just
No,
superstring it right
literally,
to.
training camp and preseason are the best parts of the game. Well,
Yeah,
in
okay.
NCAA.
So that's part of it. That's part of it. That's part of it. Go tear it up, big dog. Go tear it up. But yeah,
Go
truly
tear it
blessed
up.
to watch Luke for the last 3 years play football. The winningest stretch. Both revenue coaches have a guitar now in their office, which if I had a nickel for every guitar that our revenue coach had, I'd have two nickels, which is not a lot of nickels, but weirdly a lot of nickels for this situation. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Luke won more games in his 2 year, the last 2 years, than we won in our 4 years at Illinois. I think yes, check that one off. I think he might have even won
Doubled
as
it.
no, Josh, our 5 years, I think we won 19 games, and in
Yes,
his
yes.
two the last 2 seasons, they won 19 games. So, what a performance from Luke. What a stud. Brett just has this program in the right direction. It's amazing.
It's so nice. It feels so good. This is
And
what we wanted, and we're not going to be those guys now that are like, okay, now just a little bit. No, like we said, for years we're on record where it's like, if you're the Iowa and you're winning 7, 8, 9, 10 games a year, we're not going to ask for the next thing. So we're not. So we're not. I want to be on record that I'm not asking to raise the standard. I'm on record for wanting to just be
I'm on
consistent enough.
record as long as like one game goes my way, like in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, you basically, if Indiana wins a natty, is what you're saying,
I'll be
then
ups.
yeah.
It'll hurt it a little bit more, you know, like because it just seems like, and everyone will think this, that it's easy to do it. It's going to provide unrealistic expectations of every program across the country, not just an Illinois fan base. We have to realize that. But yeah, go Ole Miss, go whoever else they're playing could play.
Oregon,
Oregon,
yeah.
yeah.
Cignetti is a unicorn, but so it's difficult to be
Future
compared
Titans
to him.
coach Kurt Cignetti
Yeah, that would be amazing. Go to the NFL, Kurt. We would love that for you.
would love that for you.
But Robert did say this in one of his articles, which was so true. Like, Illinois football needed an era, and it was great to basically call the last 2, 3 years the Altmaier era. Like, you hadn't had that since like Nathan Shielhouse, the Shielhouse era, or the Kurt Kitner era,
Juice
like
Williams, yeah.
Juice Williams era. Like, it was very nice to have that with Luke.
It
And
was,
now it's
yeah.
crazy to be like, okay, now we got to figure out quarterback. Like, we've got other positions you got to fill, but like, just number one position figure out who's playing QB.
I think Caden's on campus, so he's probably listening to our podcast
Lots of quarterbacks are listening. All the quarterbacks are listening.
right
The
now,
Chase
right?
Crouch era was fast, by the way. That was a fast
Very
era.
fast. Same with the Jeff George Jr.
That was a little quick. That was a little slower, but Chase Crouch was, yeah.
Yeah, that was very slow. We should move on to the third team that's played in Nashville in the last 12 months. But just quick shout out to Shauna for being the number seven team in the country.
That was awesome. We were split screening that with the Rose Bowl the other day. That was
As everyone else in the country was.
awesome. That was so much fun. That was a great, I mean, hell yeah. That, you know what? That's what it fucking looks like to beat Maryland right there. You know what? That's, do not adjust your eyes. A team in orange and blue beating the Maryland Terrapins right there.
And that
That's how
was
you
an
do it.
insane stat that we had lost the first 15 games to Maryland in their Big Ten run. We started 0-15 and now have won two straight. Once again, just the Shauna Greene effect of
Our combined Maryland
oh,
like record,
basketball, yeah.
like basketball men's and women's over the last decade, like has got to be the worst versus any Big Ten team when you combine men's and women's. I mean, if we lost those 15, again, you don't. I know obviously we didn't play Maryland, probably didn't play, but yes, horrific schedule or horrific record right there. So everything's coming up orange and blue here so far, fellas, in 2026. Cool. My Illinois New Year's resolution is, I don't know. I started this. Do you guys ever start something but don't have an actual answer?
Yeah, I feel like we always talk about our New Year's resolution or our resolution for Illinois basketball is to like enjoy the Big Ten wins because,
Hell
there's
yeah.
only 20 games. We sometimes get like very riled up when they lose and they can be very stressful conference games. So we'll continue to try to enjoy the wins, which tonight was, even if it was
A great one.
not the most aesthetic.
That's a
And
great
then my
one.
resolution is to continue to not monitor the situation in Ann Arbor. That's just like something that I'm not monitoring and not getting triggered by. That's my resolution.
Good job. My resolution is to have one good point on the podcast this year. So thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Boardroom. I'll catch you on the next one. ILL.